And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their minds. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Woo! Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Big podcast.
More like you too.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is, like, so exciting. We haven't had a actual podcast with all of us back in the studio in over a month. Like, it's been crazy because we took time off for vacation at Christmas, and then we ended up, everybody started getting sick at the weird times because that's been going on. It's just been weird and goofy, and it's nice to have everyone back. I love you guys. I missed y'all.
We're all here. It feels weird. The lighting feels weird in here. Is it the lighting different?
It's lower.
Is it lower?
Yeah, okay. That's good for you.
And all. Okay. And also, we don't have.
I'm not arguing with that.
I took the Christmas tree down, and that's a big deal. Yeah, I mean, no, you know, that take.
I don't think that's what I'm seeing, though. I think this light on me is different.
Is it?
It just feels different in my face.
Okay.
I don't know.
Hey, y'all ever had herpes?
What?
Isn't it on your mouth?
That's one kind, yes.
Yeah.
Mouth herpes?
Yeah.
I've got like a sore right in the crease of my lip.
Well, if you never had it before, you probably didn't just get it.
Just may have a cold sore.
Yeah.
But isn't a cold sore a herpes?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Not always.
It's not all the same?
Uh-uh. No.
I think it's just dry, I think. And I kind of pick at it. I don't use the lip stuff much.
Well, all right. Welcome back to 2022, everybody. We started with herpes talk.
You get that question. Have you guys ever had herpes?
Yeah. That is charming.
Wow.
I really kind of thought the odds would have been pretty high in here. Maybe not.
Well,
guess not.
Okay.
Not you, Carson. These
appreciate
two guys.
Appreciate that.
Like, everyone open up your browser history.
Yep.
What would be on the browser history?
I don't know.
I'm trying to figure this one out.
I declare HIPAA.
How to get rid of a cold sore. Okay. Is my cold sore herpes?
Well, they all are, right?
No.
I think so.
No.
But apparently they need... I know, man.
They're
look
not
it up.
All herpes.
I think it is a virus.
Are cold sores herpes? Well, first of all, it says that cold sores are caused by herpes.
Can be.
They could be a symptom of herpes, but...
Right.
No, they're not the same thing, though.
Thank you.
How many more times are we going to say this?
Well, I don't know.
But I'm glad DuckDuckGo confirmed it.
Jeez, what is up with these guys?
I don't know. I'm a little punch drunk, man. It's been a long week.
Been isolated.
I drank my first sugar-free Red Bull of the year today, and I feel pretty good.
Feeling it, huh?
Feeling it a little bit.
That's crazy. You've gone 3 weeks into the year and not had one.
I guess I had. It's just I've been sick, so then I stopped drinking caffeine and everything, and now today I was like, oh, I need a little hit. Good.
Yeah, you like that?
Oh, yeah.
Like the way it makes you feel?
Because when you know what? When you don't drink caffeine for like a week and then you have some,
it's
good.
I
wouldn't have made it through the cold that I had without caffeine. Caffeine kept me going, dude. Like, I slept so much.
How do you drink coffee if you're sleeping?
Well, I'm just saying, like, that was the only thing that would keep me awake. Oh. I would wake up and immediately hit the coffee. I'm like, I got to keep going. I did lose 20 pounds, though.
20 pounds.
20. I know, I've lost 16
pounds.
You
can really tell him, Bubba.
Well, I know you can't tell him, but I
haven't got to you yet. I can't tell it.
Right. Yeah, no, you can't. But it was still shocking when I looked at the scale yesterday and went, oh, my gosh, 16 pounds in 17 days? That's
right, let's go with Carson with disgust. Carson.
Here's the thing, though, that before I got sick, I was down 13 pounds since January 3rd.
Your face looks thin.
And so I was like, and this is such a girl thing that I'm like, all right, I got sick, but that means I'm going to get skinny and I'm going to lose weight. And I got on that scale every day. And it never budged. And I'm like, I'm eating nothing. I'm living on Diet Coke and water. And my scale's like, no, no, girl, we're conserving calories for you. And I was, oh, and you guys, we're down 20 pounds. We're down. And I'm like,
I was down. I was down like 15 almost instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like, bam, it just melted off. But it was because I wasn't eating. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
I wasn't either.
When you're sick and you got all the snot and everything, it makes you nauseous.
Yeah, my body apparently is like, no, we're going to put you in reserves. My body thinks it's being efficient. And I'm like, no, I'm yelling at it, punching my stomach, going, get out.
Come on.
Get out of there.
Let's go.
So I'm going to start back at the gym on Monday. I'm in now.
Okay.
I'm back. So I know you and I have talked about it, that this was going to be my year. And you were going to help kind of motivate me and keep me in check. So
I was in such a groove, too. I was going every day.
I know you were.
Just killing it.
13 pounds, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, starting Monday, you got a workout, buddy.
Yay.
You'll be able to look down from the cardio, whatever you call it, balcony.
Yeah.
And look down upon
my cardio loft.
Yeah.
And look down. And yeah, good for you.
What are you going to be doing? You're just going to be lifting, Bubba?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird because I'm still not, like right now, I'm not even shaved or anything. So I couldn't, because of being sick, I couldn't run calls for the fire department. So like, I haven't been energetic at all either. I'm still kind of like sleepy. And so they're like, yeah, man, take it easy. Mm-hmm. You know, don't even, they told me, they're like, don't even shave because you don't have to. You know, so I'm not going into any fires or anything like that anytime soon.
That's why you're scruff.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I get to have scruff for once. I haven't had that in a long time.
Right.
How
are you feeling, D?
I feel great.
Yeah? Any weight loss on your end?
I don't know. I don't weigh.
How's Noom?
You
they
know,
yelling at you?
Yeah. she did. She's like, hey, this is your SOS text, making sure you don't
SOS,
give up.
Like, why?
So if you don't log into the app, after so whatever long, they'll send you a text to your phone going, hey, you haven't done anything. Is everything all right? And I gave them permission to do that early on when I was all into it. I'm like, yeah, of course. Yeah, send me a thing. Have someone come to my house. Knock on the door. Yes, I come to my work and interview people around me. Yeah, I was all in. And now I'm kind of like, why'd I do that? I guess I can take that off. And the settings, but yeah. Anyway, Noom is it's going. It's basically just keeping your calories down.
It's like My Fitness Pal, but it exactly checks in on you.
Yes, yeah, and they have little tutorial things to teach you about how to eat right and that kind of stuff. It's just another way to keep you on it. But anyway, it works for a lot of people, but a lot of things work for a lot of people.
Yeah,
it's just.
Yeah.
Don't eat as much and work out. And that's it. And I know that.
I
but
know,
it's,
but...
Pizza is so good.
There's a guy I knew that basically all he did was walk. That was the only thing he did. And he dropped like 100 pounds.
My dad. My dad was like in his early 60s. Maybe late, maybe 59. And he just started walking all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he still does. And he's stayed thin. Like, I don't...
How much did he lose?
He lost... He was never as big as I am, but I mean, he lost like 85 pounds.
Wow.
And it has kept it off.
How much walking did he do?
Oh, he walks like, I don't know. At one point, he was probably walking 5 miles a day, but I don't know that he still does that as much. But he still, man, he walks every day around the neighborhood.
My grandfather did that. He had a quadruple bypass, and the doctors told him flat out, you've got to change everything about you. And he took it to heart, and he said, okay. And I remember seeing him maybe a few months after the surgery, and it was, he had lost a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was down maybe 70 pounds. He was never like hugely obese, but he had extra pounds, man of his generation. And he did every day.
I'm a man of my generation.
What does that mean?
Well, I was going to say,
of generations.
He came home from the war and ate all the steak and the potatoes and everything. And so then it was, everything was salads and skinless chicken. And he would be up every morning walking around that neighborhood, and he just was a different person.
I don't like chicken. I eat it only because I have to sometimes.
I don't know, man. Sometimes chicken is good. I think about that.
I like fried chicken.
Yeah.
That's,
well, I of meat.
That's the only way I really like it. I like it when it's greasy and just moist and awesome. Mm. I don't like you know, people doing like chicken breast and tenders and all. I'm like, this is
blah. I made some soup last night. It was so good. It was so good. Made like a broccoli chicken and cheese soup. It was,
I've been reading really good things about the KFC Beyond Chicken.
See, everybody talking about that?
I heard it was terrible.
Really? I read reviews that said it was great.
I also see at the bottom of the thing, it's like, this is not produced in a vegan or vegetarian-like fashion. I'm like, then what's the point?
Wait, it's not even meat, but it's not vegan or vegetarian?
It's the KFC. They're saying this is not, that
they're frying it in the same oil that they fry the chicken in.
Yeah, so.
So it's not really, if you're a strict vegan.
Well, yeah, you're not going to eat it if you're a strict vegan. But for
you're
somebody
not going
like
to KFC
me,
anyway.
It just, it feels good for me that a chicken didn't die to feed me. So it's a nice alternative.
If it tastes anything like KFC, I'm down.
They said it's breaded with the same herbs and spices. Mm. And the herbs. Whatever. Herbs. Herbs. The herbs. The only thing I read was people said it was weird to get past the shape because they're squares. And people are like, oh, that looks weird. And I go, chicken nuggets aren't a natural shape.
Yeah, people have been eating McNuggets forever.
But we're so conditioned to the little boot and then the little round one. You know, there's three or four
What
shapes.
About, what's your thoughts on, the boneless wings? Is that chicken nuggets for adults?
Yeah, you know what?
That's
you're right.
That's kind of where I feel like that's where people always go, do you want boneless or do you want traditional? I'm like, traditional because I'm not eating nuggets.
Yeah, they are nuggets.
Sometimes
man.
A good boneless wing would be good.
Yeah, I'm not mad about it, though.
But it's chicken nuggets.
It is chicken nuggets, but that's not a bad thing.
Nothing wrong with chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that again? I'm going to tell my doctor what you said. I'm a man of my generation.
My man of my generation.
I can write that down, make sure I get that word for word right.
Yeah. Y'all, I...
And D, I'm going to need you to lose some weight.
Well you know, I am a man of my
as you know.
So I'm going to.
You may not be aware, sir. Let me hand you this card. Just read that out loud. Okay.
Get you a business card that just says Big D, man of my generation.
Man of my generation. And I'm going to have like grease, finger grease marks on it.
That's my new Twitter bio.
Oh, that's great.
So as you can see, sir, this is not going to be possible for me. I have an excuse. What are you going to say, Patrick?
I don't even remember.
Oh, okay.
Getting a little...
You need to sit down.
I'm a little out of it, man. Yeah. I really am.
Okay.
I haven't felt right all week. It's just that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I got you.
I spent Carson level money on concert tickets this week.
What happened with that? That's weird.
So we talked a while back about my favorite band, Flickerstick, and then I had booked a show for the lead singer to come to town and sing and all that. But, well, they're getting back together. They're playing one show
because
only.
Of you.
Not because of me.
Totally because of you.
Because of Patrick.
Nothing
because
of Patrick.
For sure.
Because
of Patrick. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they are playing this show in Dallas, so it's a big deal. 1,500 tickets. They sold out the show in an hour of general on sale. So I bought my tickets. It's general admission. And then I found out that you could go and email the guy at the House of Blues about VIP upgrades. So as long as you had general admission tickets, they'll sell you like a table with four chairs at it on the floor in the front row for like $500. And I'm like, well, that sounds like something Carson would do. I'm going to do that. So I did. And then because the first show sold out, they put another show on the night before. So now they're doing two nights. And that show just went on sale today. And I got some tickets. And I'm like, do I want to buy VIP upgrade to this show
yes,
as well?
Yes, you might as well. Dude, yeah. This is your favorite band
exactly.
of all time. Oh, so, yeah.
So I
do it.
I bought a skybox.
Skybox, yeah.
Which is like the front row of the balcony. Like there's a fancy little table hanging off the balcony. Like so, we're
I did that.
In,
we did a skybox for Tesla one time.
That's dope.
At in a House of Blues in Vegas. God,
see,
I spent so much
cool.
money on alcohol because
bought a bottle.
Yeah,
didn't
we
you?
Bought a bottle of Crown. Crazy. I'm like, just bring me a bottle of Crown and just
never
put it here on the table.
Never say that, by the way.
Yeah,
never in Vegas say just bring me a bottle.
How much of that bottle?
Several $100.
Wow.
Oh, it would be $1,000.
Several.
Now.
It was like $400 or $500. It was crazy.
No, I think it's a great look, Patrick. It's your favorite band.
Oh, and I mean, look, they're only going to do one show.
Also,
and it's all the original
so
members.
All in,
they got them all back to agree to come do one show. I'm there.
Between tickets and VIP upgrade, you spent what, maybe $1,500?
Yeah, but then I also have plane tickets.
Yeah,
hotel,
I know. But like I've spent $1,500 on one ticket. Like,
do you get to
fine.
Hang out with your
getting
dude
a
again?
Hotel.
You're fine.
I have no idea what their plans are. I'm sure they're going to be doing stuff that weekend. I'll
well,
try
like
to
you
hook
were
up
the tour guide yeah. for the lead
I was
singer.
I was everything. I was his cook. I was the driver.
Did he stay with you?
He did not stay with me, but I got him. I set him up at a hotel, and my buddy ended up letting him borrow guitars because he didn't like the guitar that he bought. So my buddy Damien, who is a huge fan, like that was the biggest deal to him ever. I was like, hey, can we borrow some of your guitars? He goes, so you want to borrow my guitar so that Brandon can play guitar, my guitar? I was like, yeah. He goes, this is the greatest thing. That he goes, I hope he scratches it. I hope he leaves some kind of mark on
did
it.
Did he?
No, he didn't. No, but
lame.
It's still cool.
I love it so much.
It's going to be awesome. And then I'm going with a bunch of friends, and we're going to relive our 20s.
Yeah.
Like we used to, you know, because I've been working with you guys that long. We used to drive anywhere within 10 hours to see this band play.
Patrick was on the street team.
I was on the street team.
Back in the day. And
I don't even really know what that means anymore.
It just means you were very active and
so
you were
cool.
spreading the
tell
disease.
Tell people about concerts.
Queensryche.
Yeah. What's that?
Spreading the disease. That's Queensryche.
Yeah. Oh, see.
Carson and I know.
We got this.
Yeah. We're on the street team.
Are you? That's kind of cool.
No.
Do they still have a street team?
No. I mean, because it also depends. Do you want Jeff Tate or do you want Queensryche? Because there's two factions now. So.
Well, I'm a man of my generation.
The best was, though, Patrick, when he got the pre-sale information. And I hear screaming does not even do justice. His frustration.
So bad.
What'd they do?
It's so bad. It just doesn't work.
It kept telling him he was over a ticket limit.
I know.
Which he wasn't.
I'm not. And then I would get to the end, and I had this problem. And Ticketmaster really screwed me up when I was buying football tickets about 2 months ago. And they messed me up, and they charged me double for tickets that I never got. Like, it's just such a terrible... terrible system, and we're paying these people hundreds of dollars in fees, and their crap sucks.
Yeah,
it sucks. It times out. It doesn't work right.
Didn't somebody try and go up against them and compete?
There's a few.
Always
like I'm going to shows
buying them out
later this year that got booked through AXS,
mm-hmm.
And honestly, they're not. They still have fees and stuff, and they're not great. Their system is clunky. Although Mark Cuban has floated out the idea of doing NFT ticketing.
What is that?
Like,
that seems
that's the I don't
well
wasteful. But his idea was to but it was to thwart Ticketmaster. This is his idea that and I don't quite understand the NFT thing. I know we've talked about it before, but because look, bro owns a basketball team. He can make it so his NBA tickets are now we don't go through Ticketmaster, you go through Mark Cuban's NFT, blockchain, whatever.
We're paying convenience fees for Ticketmaster is the most awful, inconvenient piece of crap on the planet. And I mean, y'all joke all the time about this leadership music thing I'm in that I'm not supposed to talk about. But the last one we
so
did.
He was talking about it.
The last one we did was about live music. And at the very end, we had this big thing where we're all sitting around in a circle and talk about what we learned that day. And people started talking about Ticketmaster, and somebody goes, well, it's real easy to crap on Ticketmaster because they're the... I'm like, whoa. No, don't just move past that. Like, don't just... Yes, it's easy to crap on Ticketmaster. You know why? Because they're freaking terrible. Like, why are we just... We just assume we have to accept it and move on. No,
well,
it's
do because
awful.
It's what's there.
It's the monopoly.
And that's the bad thing.
There's
is,
ways
you know,
around it. Technology is so good now. I did that... I know I did a little show with 100 people in Nashville, but... We sold tickets on Pickle Jar.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't cost anybody 75 cents. It was what it cost to buy that ticket. Okay, and it works fine. There are other ways. There will become other ways.
Well,
so
that's where capitalism
stuff,
will prevail.
Eventually have
to
destroy.
Somebody's going to have to push the bad guys out. Yeah. Better product will always succeed.
People are just, with Ticketmaster specifically, people are just so... built into, this is how we've always done. I mean, we got to go with Ticketmaster. And then I think it's owned by Live Nation, mm-hmm. which owns a bunch of the venues. So you're never going to get around that.
And then they own their own resale services. Oh, so you're paying
Ticketmaster
for scalpers.
Two and three times now. They figured out. Remember,
so they're
get
double and triple dipping.
Oh,
correct.
Yes. So I buy a ticket to a Titans football game, okay, for $100. And then I pay Ticketmaster $22 in fees. Now I've paid $122 for that ticket. Okay. I want to sell it to you for the same amount of money to get my money back. I sell it to you for $125 and I'm going to basically break even. But Ticketmaster, because I'm going to use their exchange, is going to charge you another $25 on top of that. So now the only one who made more money when I resold the ticket was Ticketmaster. Mm-hmm. They get the fees twice.
Mm.
And they do this every day. And of course they're totally all in on these resale services and verified tickets.
Yeah, because they're double dipping.
And the problem is their product has gotten worse because it's all on our phone now and it's clunky and stupid. Carson bought tickets for me for this last show because I couldn't get Ticketmaster to work. She transfers to me 6 tickets. I got to individually, one at a time, go in, load the ticket, save it to my Google phone, go out, exit, go load the next ticket. Say, why can't I just hit a – it's tick – this is – I'm spending hundreds of dollars in fees. You can't make it to where I can hit one button and go save these 6 tickets to my account? No, because it's terrible. There you go. There's my rant. It's awful. So you want to be not only rich and successful, but also somebody that everybody in the world loves, replace Ticketmaster with something cheaper and better. It's possible.
Yeah.
I'm not smart enough to do it. I need someone else to do that, please.
All right. So. Bubba?
I'll pass.
I got a lot on my plate right now.
Well, a man of your generation.
Yeah, very, very busy. Well, that sucks. I didn't know all that. I don't buy.
I just think it keeps. Yeah, you don't go.
When's the last time you bought tickets?
When is the last time
anything?
You went to a concert that you bought a ticket to? Midget wrestling doesn't count.
Micro wrestling.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's all right. Besides micro wrestling, Simon and Garfunkel.
What year?
When was that?
1978.
No, he was two.
Yeah. I know the last show I went to was right before the lockdown. So it was like 2019, 2020, right up in that little spot in January, December. And I went and saw Frankie Valli. We took Frankie to go see Frankie Valli live. Yeah. That was the last time we paid anything for tickets. Like,
I'm serious.
I just don't buy concert tickets.
I know
tickets.
You went to see Striper, but I got you tickets to that because y'all did the stage.
I didn't buy that, yeah.
Didn't you buy James Taylor tickets for the Ryman like 15 years ago? I bet that's the last time you bought tickets to something.
Yeah, I think I bought those.
I have a bad habit of buying tickets and then never going to the shows.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My biggest fear when I got sick and I'm like, okay, it doesn't feel too bad right now. Just get over it. Is because I have tickets for a show next week. And I'm not missing this. I spent a lot of money. And actually, they were relatively cheap by my standards. But still, I don't want to miss it. So, yeah.
Here's the problem. I get excited to go see a show. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go see this one. And I get the tickets. And then I'm like, as it gets closer to the show date, I'm like, I don't want to get up and get dressed and have to go deal with parking and walking into the event and then having to go find my seats and be, I mean, that's so.
I know. Isn't that terrible? Gosh, it's so awful. I'll have to go and then I'll have to find my seats.
I have to find my seat.
And then I'll have to sit there.
It's an assigned
seat. And then I might actually have to eat popcorn.
That's an inconvenience. I would much rather just stay home. I mean, that's why I got virtual reality. I watched 2 Chainz the other day in concert.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
What's 2 Chainz?
2 Chainz was on whatever it was.
Is it like a live event?
Yeah, it was one of the live events on the virtual reality thing.
Did you show up as like a little emoji guy?
I was a little avatar.
Yeah.
And it's weird because like you have all these other people. By the way, if you don't have a VR rig, this is going to sound really foreign to you. But yeah, you go to these concert venues and you go through different doors and you're like, okay, you got 2 Chainz is doing a show over here. You got a movie you can watch over there. You got all these different things and you're there with all these other virtual people.
Can you get to the front though?
What do you mean?
Are you at the front of the stage?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Like literally you're right there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like you could almost.
I don't even care if on my couch, I'll be front row.
If they had smell-o-vision, you would totally smell breath.
Okay.
But it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but the weird thing is you have all these people in there with you, and they're watching the show with you, and they're talking, and it's like, I don't want you to talk.
You can mute them.
Yeah, can you
I know,
them?
But like then you have people who get behind you, and they're doing this. They're going. taking their little virtual hands and like touching you in places.
What? Yeah, what?
Yeah, there are some freaks, man. Like they're and you know is you've it seen deep? It. Yeah. You've seen it. There are people in there and they're like they'll come up and they'll start rubbing your little virtual shoulders.
Ew.
And you don't know it because you don't feel it.
Right.
And then you turn around and there's somebody literally right there in your face and you're like, ugh.
It's pretty crazy.
What are you doing, you kook?
That's how I got herpes. Good.
Full circle. Y'all see that? That was well done.
Be her herpes.
Okay, can we come back to though since I mentioned it and it's not a secret anymore? We haven't talked about the fact that Big D and I and about six other dudes
have herpes.
No, we went to a hotel bar, to watch micro wrestling, on a Thursday night.
So it's little people wrestling,
It was not the greatest thing I've ever seen, but it was thoroughly entertaining.
I would say the same.
Big D asked if I wanted to go, and I'm like,
you were supposed to come, but you were sicker than you were the first one to get sick, and then the rest of us got sick afterwards.
But, but I wouldn't have gone anyway. I mean, y'all know me.
Yeah, I know you weren't going to go.
Because you'd have to find a seat.
I know. You have to go.
Well, no, they got a sofa or something.
Oh, yeah, but you'd have to go find the sofa. Yeah.
Big D got the VIP package. So I'm on my way to my grandmother's house for Christmas, and I'm getting text messages from D freaking out. Dude! For only $500, I can get 10 of us into VIP. And I'm thinking it's like some kind of thing at the Expo Center. Like, no, it is at a hotel bar.
Yep.
And it was...
I love that.
Pretty sketchy.
It was a little sketchy.
Yeah. I sat on the couch and I reached my hand down.
This was not the W.
Oh, this was not that hotel bar, no.
I reached down and pulled out. There's a pair of panties that were stuck down in the couch.
It's good stuff.
It was very classy. Very classy.
It was a classy
Were there really
situation?
Panties in the sofa?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you never know.
But yeah, it was fun. And I will say this. Those guys are true athletes.
Oh, they did some incredible stuff.
It was impressive. It really was impressive.
What D doesn't know is that at one point, so the setup wasn't great, the VIP thing. And so they kind of
It was just an elevated sofa, right?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a sofa on a stage, but it was kind of in the corner.
And we had to
So we kind of moved it, and then they let him and his buddy and a couple of his buddies take chairs and go sit right next to the stage. So they're literally ringside, and the rest of us are on the couch. It's fine. We're all having a great time. And I don't even know if I'm supposed to say who was there because it's such a big thing.
Who cares?
But we're there, and our buddy Reno is there. And Reno goes, "We have got to figure out how to get one of these guys to go sit on Big D's lap." And, dude, it became my mission at that point. Every time one of them would walk by, I would
hey.
And then I felt weird because
it's
like, listen, how much – we're going to pull how much for you to go sit on. You see the big guy right there in the chair? That one. The one with the goatee. We need you to go sit on his lap, maybe pet him on the head, something like that. You know, and we couldn't get any of them
but
to fight.
But they would, they would jump on, women who were sitting around
in the front
ringside.
Row, they were, going.
They would jump up on and sit in their lap and, like straddle.
Oh, yeah. Where do you think we got the idea?
Like strippers?
Yeah.
Like Magic Mike-ish?
If he's going to Magic Mike that lady, I bet we can get him to do it to D. Let's go. This is not that hard.
I don't know, man. Because it comes out of, they just do it.
They just did.
I don't know what I would do. I don't know if I would fully embrace that. I know I would.
I would hope you would.
I would hug him and just hold him.
Oh, it was so great.
I would stand up and just walk around.
I don't know that I've ever
seen
D.
I'm glad I missed this. Let me just tell you. I would have felt so dirty.
It did feel dirty. I'm going to tell y'all right now. It was a little dirty.
But
it was
not to them. They're totally
Oh no,
fine.
I just mean the place. I just mean the whole.
Oh, you mean
vibe. I mean the whole thing.
It was
I
scuzzy.
Felt, and now realizing that we were probably sick. 2 days later, we're all sick. So did we get sick? I don't know. But
of course, yes, of course
but,
we did.
It was. So,
did you guys have herpes?
He was so happy. It was just him in this perfect element. I didn't know D cared that much about wrestling.
Nope.
Or little people. I don't think he does. It was just the weirdness of the whole thing.
It's just something I've always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And now I can notch that off.
Yeah.
I did it.
If it ever comes back around, are you going again?
No.
No.
Okay. In fact, there's another one coming up next month in Lebanon. But I'm not going to go.
Yeah. We did it. We did it one. It was one of those things we can go. You know? All right.
I have no desire. None. Like, that's crazy.
I wouldn't have gone on my own just to go, but to go to be there with him.
Yeah, you got to go with a bunch of guys.
It was a bunch of dudes, and it was kind of fun.
Yeah, it's kind of a Vegas-y kind of, you know.
Yeah, but how do you do that and stay, because Big D doesn't drink. How do you do that and do the whole thing sober? Like, that to me is the weirdest part.
Well, he just doesn't drink.
I'll
tell you what I did is I had a guy I know named Big D pick me up at home, and I was at Five Whiskey Patrick before the first bell rang, and it was a lot more entertaining. It was a lot more entertaining.
And that's why you were reaching out to those guys to sit on his lap.
Now looking back on it, I realize that was a little... Hey! let me ask you a question.
Come here.
See that big dude over there?
Hey, there's one point. So they're introducing all the wrestlers, and the one of the final one that they introduced, his name is Baby Jesus. And
That's not a joke. That's
Baby Jesus is the smallest of all of them. Mm-hmm. And so they're introducing, you know, all the different ones. And some of them are like, you know, like... I'm Psycho. And
they have characters.
Yeah, they have characters, and everyone, you kind of boo them. You know, they're like, you know, they like play
with
the crowd.
They have heels and all that.
Yeah, they have heels. Yeah. And so they introduce baby Jesus, and look over, and Reno kind of goes, and he goes, boo.
You're not really sure.
He goes, I don't know. Boo.
Surely, Baby Jesus is a face, right? Baby Jesus is a good guy, right?
Baby Jesus won the title, won the micro belt.
Won the title, man.
Yeah, he beat Rowdy Redneck or whatever his name is.
Dude, it was so great. They give their little speeches. One guy's like trying to be all sexy and dancing and acting like Bruno Mars. That was so stupid and awesome.
It was great, man.
And then they have the guy who was the actual guy who was in
Nacho Libre.
The guy who fights Nacho Libre, and he is literally like you took a shrink ray and shrunk a part. Like
proportionally.
He's like 4 foot four or 4 foot six, but he looks just like he's built completely like a normal proportioned person. Yeah. So it's like so crazy. And he's got the
mask.
He's got the mask and the whole thing, and it was cool. But that dude was... athletic, like, I mean, I guess
they were all athletic, but he was probably tell that he was like,
you could tell because he did
WWE
time.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. They said
El Torito, that was what they called him, the little bull.
Mm-hmm. How many women were at this?
Oh my god, wait, that's what I wanted to break. That's why
there were women there.
Let me tell you, not only were there women there and children, because I thought at first it's a little weird if you bring your kids to the micro wrestling at the hotel bar, but no. There were people there that I can tell you were on first or second dates.
Uh-huh.
Like that awkward body language of, hey, you want to like, and I'm like, wow, this, if she goes on a first date with you to micro wrestling at the hotel bar.
Yeah.
She might be a keeper. I'm just saying.
There were a lot of families there.
Yeah, it was a kid-friendly event. It was. It wasn't like,
Their language was good.
They were Magic Miking the...
it wasn't that bad.
It was no worse than what you see on WWE.
Yeah, it was not that bad. It was, I was good. I mean, and they are politically incorrect.
I would have loved that then.
Yeah, they were they were just saying
I'm so
all
over
things.
All that.
Yeah, I mean.
They were.
I want people to offend me. Like, you know what I mean? I want good comedy again where you can go, ooh, I can't believe they did that. And I want to groan. And I'm ready for some good offensive comedy again.
Yeah, instead of people looking for
someone
to report
to. Do you
them
watch
to.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I have watched it.
You should. You want to be offended.
Really?
Oh, yes. I love it so much.
The only times I've ever watched it is like late at night, and it's like the only thing on. And it's that's Danny DeVito, right?
Yep. And he comes in the second season and never leaves.
Okay.
And
I'll check it out.
Yeah, they don't. It's kind of like South Park. They don't care.
Good.
They're not worried about who they're offending, and they're not worried about awards and whatever.
Good.
So
that's what I want. We need that.
There you go. There's your new show.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
23-minute episodes. You're good. It's
on
Hulu.
You know how to stream this?
Hulu.
Okay.
It's my go-to show right now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a good, this is very positive.
We're
going
to see if Bubba can get offended by a TV show. I'll come back next week and let y'all know. I don't think he will be getting offended.
Bubba's not an offended one. Anything else for you?
I got nothing, man. I'm going to go watch football and sleep through the weekend and come back. Yeah. Ready to go on Monday. Yeah.
Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
Yes.
I'm going to watch the fourth season of Ozark. Maybe.
Same.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
I have no plans, and that's good.
That's right.
I'm going to sit around and eat some marshmallows, because that's what I've been doing. That's part of my diet.
Yeah, okay. If that's on your diet, go ahead.
Just got to stay under the calories, man. And marshmallows are low calorie.
They are. That was always... In every teen magazine, which you guys would have never seen, but geared toward teen girls, they'd always be like, if you're craving sugar, get some marshmallows. Because 10 marshmallows are only... And every girl's like, I'm going to have marshmallows. I'm saving calories. So eat your marshmallows.
And it's a wonder we're all fat and diabetic. I can't imagine how that happened. We're telling teenage girls to eat marshmallows.
Yep.
Well, it's better than having them eat cotton balls. Oh, that was also a thing that you
saw.
It
was, yeah. Real thing.
And you can dip them in sauces.
Oh, my
People
God.
Dip cotton balls in sauces?
Yeah, mustard was good because it was no calories. Ketchup,
oh, my gosh.
Barbecue sauce went well, but you have a lot of sugar in barbecue sauce.
Are you kidding me?
I wish I could make this up. That's 100% legit.
Don't do that if you're watching this.
Don't do it.
Really,
that
unhealthy.
Is so unhealthy.
Yeah, we probably all should have done that, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point. Welcome to 2022. We're all officially back. We're very excited to be... moving forward, and wow, I didn't know that about the sauces.
Yep.
That changes the game.
I like you too.
Guys, have a good one. Thank y'all.
Bye.
Love y'all.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay.
It's okay.
You can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Yay.
I'm sorry.
Yay.